This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu and you're listening to Tech Talk. Very recently, contactless payment has gained immense popularity as people, both businesses and customers, are turning to technology for help to minimize physical touch and disruptions in their daily life. With the advancement in QR code-based payment technology, Malaysia is making progress to reduce cash dependence with the growing adoption of electronic payments and business transactions. I'm here with Khairan Abdul Rahman, Director of Retail Payment Services, Payment Networks Malaysia, or PayNet, to talk about what's in store. So Khairan, can you tell me about PayNet?
Network Malaysia is the national payments network and shares its central infrastructure for Malaysia financial markets. We are also the national provider of financial market utilities, and we aim to build inclusive, accessible and efficient payments and financial ecosystem for the country. Our service encompasses of fund transfer, for example, like Do It Now, IBG, and we also offer payment for purchases such as My Debit for over-the-counter, and we also have recently launched Do Now QR to facilitate payment over-the-counter as well. And for the e-commerce, we offer FPX services to facilitate, such as, you know, buying Asia tickets online that you pay using FPX. For bill payment, we have two services offered to our participants, which are JomPay and also Direct Debit. So these are a few of services that we offer to the participants.
Right. I've definitely used some of the services. JomPay to pay my utility bills and all that. So you have a Do It Now QR, right? Now, maybe we start off with what is Do It Now and how is Do It Now QR different from Do It Now?
Yeah, I would talk, I cover both Do It Now and QR. So back in December 2018, PayNet launched a real-time payment platform. With first service running on this platform is Do It Now, which is to facilitate a fund transfer to handphone number, IC number, and also to the account number. Yeah, Freda? So this will be the first service running on the real-time payment platform. Mm-hmm. By looking at the real-time payment platform, Freda, just a bit of background here. Yeah, we are not the first country, but we are among early countries in Asia who is migrating the previous message format into ISO 22, together with Singapore, Thailand, Indonesia, all doing the same thing as well. Yeah. So then in February 2019, QR code, the national standard, was released to the participant. Mm-hmm. And 5 months later, we did a soft launch of a common standard dubbed Do It Now QR to promote the adoption and usage of QR code payments. Mm. Then in January, right before the January 2020, we officially launched Do It Now QR in conjunction of Cashless Cyberjaya. Right. So that's a little bit of Do It Now and Do It Now QR, Freda.
Right. And if you look at the adoption of, you know, this whole idea with QR, it was because, you know, it's gained more acceptance in Malaysia because of the pandemic, right? Because I think this was the whole idea of even QR is not new, but because of what has happened, people are now more receptive of using QR codes.
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
Okay. You know, what's happening with the ecosystem and its architecture when it comes to e-payment solutions and services? What have you seen?
Yeah, you know, like today, it's interesting because, like, if you look at from a market trend perspective, during COVID, e-commerce grew rapidly. Yeah, we saw the growth like last year more than 100%. That's one, Freda. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then I think like let's back to, you know, like Do Not QR. I think like there are a few things Do Not QR can offer to the merchant businesses, the gig economy, and the benefits from improving the efficiency as they just need to sign up with one acquirer to accept all QR payments, thus avoiding multiple onboarding processes, displaying multiple QR codes all over the counter. Today, I think I'm sure you saw this a lot happening in at your favorite cafe, for example. Yeah, you would see like multiple QR being displayed over the counter. Yeah, one of my conversation with the cafe owner is, you know, that would not healthy because it would look their counter a little bit ugly. That's what they said. Yeah. So I think just avoiding multiple onboarding processes, like displaying multiple QR codes over the counter and performing multiple reconciliations of separate QR statements, this also simplifies payment transactions for the customer. I think one of the questions that you asked earlier is about, you know, that security perspective. So this is like an awareness that the consumers, you know, like they have to be careful because before they make a transaction, be it Do Now QR or Do It Now or any fund transfer, any real-time fund transfer, yeah, even JomPay, before they click on OK or confirm the transaction, there's a name will appear on the screen.
Right.
Yeah, the name of the recipient. Yeah. So if, let's say, the name appear on the screen is not same name displayed at the QR over the counter, so do not process.
Right.
Yeah. So that's something that awareness that consumer has to be, you know, to be mindful of. It. Yeah.
Right. Right. You know, how compelling is the value proposition for businesses to adopt Do It Now QR?
Yeah, that's interesting as well, Freya, because you know, like during COVID, then the participant means the banks, yeah, and also the wallet, yeah. Mm. So you know, like they try to adopt a new SOP kind of stuff. So the acquiring is not that, you know, like not be able to go all out to the market out there, but then once we, you know, like the SOP has been improved, all these things, then the acquiring can be done and the awareness can be done even just digitally. Yeah, we saw that a couple of months after that, we saw like a more than 600,000 has signed up with Do Now QR.
Right.
And when I look a little bit deeper to the statistic, you know, like we have about more than 90% of the businesses, I call it, yeah, who register, who adopt Do Now QR, mostly are from the gig economy ecosystem.
Mm. Right.
Yeah, so then that would answer the question. You know, it's very easy because the participant, being a bank or a wallet, they do offer like a simplified onboarding, and some of them do offer like a digital onboarding. So they can just like, as long as they have an account with a bank,
right,
and they can register via the mobile app provided by the bank.
Right. So, and it's very easy for micro enterprises.
Very easy, yeah.
Right.
That's why the numbers, like I said to you, like a majority or largely of the you know, the one who adopt the QR today are the micro enterprises.
Right. What else can Malaysian businesses expect from Do It Now QR other than treating it as a platform for e-payments?
Other than that, you know, like other than using Do It Now QR as a payment at the counter or over the counter, yeah. There's another use cases that's pretty interesting. It also can facilitate, let's say yesterday, I think I spoke to one of my friends, yeah, do some like a grocery shopping at Just Life, one of the store in the garden. Yeah. So what she told me that, you know, she just WhatsApp to the store owner, say, I want to buy this item, blah, blah, blah. Then, you know, they quote the price. Then, you know, then the store owners WhatsApp her a QR, do not QR. So she just scan it over over her WhatsApp. Of course, she has two phones. It's easy for her, yeah. Yeah, so that's another use case for Do Now QR. Then other than that, we also talk about cross-border trader.
Right.
So, yeah, this year we hope that we'll be able to launch with three countries, which is Thailand coming soon. Then we have Indonesia also coming soon, yeah. And we will have Singapore in Q4 this year.
This
is the three countries that would facilitate cross-border with Do Now QR.
Right. Okay. So this is an advantage. So when the borders are finally open, right? I mean, physically as
that's
well.
That's one use cases when the borders finally open. But at the same time, it also facilitates e-commerce transactions as well. For example, one of the use cases, you know, like I heard that Thais love Malaysian durian. Yeah? So they're buying a lot from Malaysia for durian. Yeah. So we have the bank has identified a few of the use cases. You know, identify the sellers and, you know, like onboard the sellers to accept, you know, QR to facilitate cross-border. So the customers from Thai can just browse the website and make the order and payment via, you know, QR. And that's happened, yeah.
Okay. I want to talk about more, you know, interesting case studies and, well, I guess, use cases that you can share with us in just a moment. I'm speaking to Khairan Abdul Rahman from PayNet. Stay tuned to Tech Talk, BFM 89.9.
Best for money. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Tech Talk. Good morning. I'm Frida Liu. I'm here with Khairan Abdul Rahman, Director of Retail Payment Services, Payment Networks Malaysia, or PayNet, talking about their Do It Now QR, which is the latest introduction, their range of services, right? You know, just before we go a little bit into some of the interesting, you know, case studies for startups and SMEs, right? What do you see is happening with the system, you know, in terms of the infrastructure? What's happening in Malaysia right now in terms of adoption and all that sort of thing?
Yeah, so, you know, for the systems and adoption, Freda, today, you know, like when we launched real-time payment platform back in 2018, it's not just meant for the banks, because previously all our services, you know, the participants are the banks, primarily the banks, and today when we have real-time payment platform and we have this like a fintech happening, you know, like a fintech, you know, like a lot of fintechs, not just Malaysia, even Asian in the world as well. Yeah. So when we launch real-time payment platform, we do allow non-banks to come in on board as a participant, and they would also act like a bank. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they can facilitate payments directly and connected to the platform directly. So real-time payment platform allow interoperable between banks and the non-banks to facilitate the customers or rakyat in Malaysia. And also the businesses in Malaysia.
Right.
So that's a little bit of, you know, the background about the infrastructure that we built in Malaysia. And, you know, by looking at the real-time payment platform today, like I said, we launched the first service, which is Do It Now, to facilitate fund transfer to mobile numbers and also to the IC numbers. Yeah. Then we have Do It Now QR. And what's happening next is about, you know, we are about to launch a few other services focusing on the collection service. Collection service means to facilitate mostly the businesses.
Right.
You know, like, for example, like request to pay if company A billing company B, for example, and today is always involved, you know, like check and cash, for example, for SMEs. Yeah. So what happened in a couple of months, all this can be facilitated via the real-time payment platform.
Right.
So we would have request to pay. We also introducing real-time debit, come with the consent.
Right.
That is interesting. Let me pick one of the our vision when we want to introduce this consent and real-time debit.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming that I walk into my favorite cafe every morning, and that particular cafe sign up for the real-time debit service with their own acquirer, and I allow or I give consent to this particular cafe to take my money not more than 20 ringgit every day, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I know that every morning I walk into the same cafe to grab my latte.
Right.
Yeah? So let's say when I go into the cafe to grab my latte, and there is a system would be able to recognize my face recognition, for example, biometric system. Yeah.
Right.
So by acknowledging my, you know, like, it's me, Cairo, I has entered the shop, and I just order a latte. And, you know, like, the payments are happening behind the system. So I don't even have to take out my wallet or take out my phone to make the payment.
Right.
So I would just walk away, you know, like a grabbing my latte and walk away from the store, from the cafe, because the payment happened behind the scene.
Wow.
So this is something that, you know, is already available, and now, like, the system is available. Yeah, we have the banks coming to, you know, to integrate with us.
Okay.
So we hope that we'll be able to make this you know, like
a reality.
By the end of this year. Yeah.
Right. I know this technology has been around for a long time, but people's acceptance is something else, right?
Yeah.
Right. There's also, that'd be interesting to see that I can just walk in and walk out and just wonder how much is it. No, which begs the question, right? Security. Are people concerned about that? Security and privacy.
Yeah, so when we talk about security, because like the participants are mainly the banks in Malaysia and also e-wallet, and these two entities are, you know, strictly have to comply with certain policies and guidelines issued by the Central Bank of Malaysia. Yeah, so they are, and also, you know, like, other than the regulator policies and guidelines, they also have to comply with the scheme owner rules, which is, you know, like, there are certain things that they must follow and certain things they can't do to make sure that consumers' rights are protected, and also we talk about the safety of the customer. But then, straight up, we talk about safety. Yeah, most of the cases that I personally saw today is about, you know, customers expose or disclose their credential to you know, like, to the third party, which is, I think, that's something we need to overcome as well.
Mm.
Yeah, because I think the education about this financial literacy, I think, should happen, or we should have the awareness nationwide to talk about this. Yeah.
Mm. All right. And, you know, you were mentioning earlier, you know, the estimated number of businesses that, you know, do PayNet or Do It Now QR is targeting to come on board by this year. Oh, well, just, by this year.
Yeah, we have started up, I mean, like, this is to align with the digital equipment blueprint, which is launched by Prime Minister recently. Yeah. Based on that, I think, like, the digital blueprint is looking about 800,000 MSMEs to onboard to e-commerce platform.
Right.
And our target by 2021, participants to onboard 1 million small businesses to the QR ecosystem.
Right.
That is our target.
Right. So, yeah. And so far, it's looking positive?
Yes, looking positive. I said today we have more than 7,000 already.
Oh, already? Okay, so...
Yeah.
and the quarter isn't over yet. Okay.
Yeah, that's exciting because that's why I said, you know, like the businesses out there, they, you know, like understand e-payment and they adopt DoNotQR. Yeah, that's interesting.
Right. And you think this is, you know, obviously, again, spurred on by the pandemic and all that, but you feel that this acceptance will continue, right, post-pandemic and all that, this the simplicity of doing business.
Yeah, exactly. Because the pandemic triggered the change of the behavior from business and also the consumer. So this would continue, yeah, definitely.
Right. Did you want to share any more use cases?
Yeah, there's interesting things. This has happened outside Klang Valley because, you know, like DoNotQR supposed to target the entire mass market. Yeah.
Right.
So we work with a few entities to acquire the Pasar Payang in Pasar Payang sellers in Kuala Terengganu, if you're familiar with that, Freda.
Right. Yes, yes.
Yeah, so basically they are small, you know, like sellers, yeah, you know, like in Pasar Payang. So we work together with four acquirers, which is the bank and also e-wallet, to onboard all the sellers at Pasar Payang to, you know, like to accept payment via the DoNotQR. So it is interesting case studies because, like, of course, with support from the state government and also the regulators. Yeah. So I think our next visit to Pasar Payang Terengganu, we should be able to scan DoNotQR using our own mobile app or e-wallet app. Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine all the keropok leko you can buy.
Yeah, exactly. Now, wow, you make me like craving a keropok leko.
Okay. Any other final comments you'd like to make, Khairan?
Final comment. I think like I think I've covered all Freda. Yeah. So I think like DoNotQR is a representation of Fenix's belief in an ecosystem approach to leverage joint ambitions to empower the digital economy. So we would welcome all the businesses, the small businesses out there, you know, from gig economy to use DoNotQR. And you know, like if you don't know how to apply for it, do talk to your preferred banks and also to your preferred e-wallet. Yeah, Freda. So in fact, Freda, today, you know, like we have Touch and Go Digital has already on board into DoNotQR and all their customers can scan DoNotQR from Touch and Go wallet.
Right. Okay. So it becomes seamless and frictionless as well.
Yes, exactly.
All right. So you can, what was that? Do it now with Do It Now.
Do it now. We do it now. Yes, that's correct.
Well, thanks for spending time with us this morning. Khairan Abdulrahman, Director of Retail Payment Services of PayNet. You've been listening to Tech Talk, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.